The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we are told of the account of the apostles out in the temple area preaching Christ crucified, and the captain and court officers brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin. which was the body of Israel. And the high priest questioned them. We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? And that it was true. Actually, I think it was John and Peter that were hauled in the first time for preaching Christ crucified. And so once again, they are before the who's who, the Sanhedrin, and they have to respond to the accusation against them that they are preaching in the name of Jesus. And Peter is the one that responds, telling them that we must obey God rather than men. And he goes on to elaborate. When they are once again told to stop doing that, they are dismissed. They are filled with joy because of the fact that they have suffered for the name of Jesus. Our second reading is taken from the book of Revelation, and John talks about the visions that he has of living creatures and elders. When he talks about the Lamb is given seven gifts: power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor, glory, and blessing. Again, seven is that number that signifies completeness. So anything worthy is fit to give to the Lamb. And in the gospel passage, we are told the third account of Jesus appearing to the apostles after being raised from the dead. And it would have been the 12, obviously minus Judas Iscariot, but plus Saint Matthias, who had been the one that was chosen to take the place of Judas Iscariot. Every time I read this gospel, I keep thinking, I wish I had a fish finder like they had. 153 large fish, and I can't even catch one. But I'll keep trying sometime. Anyway, 153 was thought to be the number of known species of fish during the time of our Lord, and so 153 represents all of the fish. Jesus tells them that they are going to be fishers of men, meaning they're going to spread the good news throughout the world. And then we have the famous questioning of Saint Peter. Peter denied our Lord Jesus three times when he was arrested, and now Jesus asks him three times about whether or not he loves the Lord. And in the Greek, there are, I understand, three types of love. There is the love, friendship, I think that is called filio. There is the love between lovers. And then there is the love that Jesus shows to us, which is agape. And since it's in English, we don't catch the drift, but Jesus is asking Peter, do you have agape love for me? And Peter responds, yes, Lord, you know I love you. But when he responds, it's not agape, it's filio. And then, so Jesus asks him a second time, basically, do you love me as I love you? And Jesus receives the response from Peter, I love you like a friend. And then Jesus asks him the third time. And then finally, Saint Peter catches on. Yes, I love you as you love me. And so Jesus gives him the command, follow me. So That is the gospel. As we reflect upon these readings, and especially the gospel, there's so much that we should really think about, but maybe just to spend some time just looking at the gospel, read it over slowly, and think about maybe being one of the disciples, spends all night long fishing and catches nothing, but when Jesus points out where to fish, then that's near breaking. 153 large fish. It's amazing what we can catch when we listen to our Lord. 153 large fish. And think about the question that our Lord asks St. Peter, "Do you love me?" How would we respond to that question? Jesus said, "Do you love me?" What would we say? And then the command, "Follow me." We know that Peter did in fact follow our Lord, that he gave his life in similar fashion to our Lord, although tradition tells us that Peter said, "I'm not worthy to die like the Master," so they hung him upside down on the cross, or they turned the cross upside down, be that as it may. A lot to reflect upon. So during this week, let us do precisely that. And let us, if we lack strength to love the Lord or lack the strength to follow, may that be our prayer, that we will be given the grace to love and to follow after him.